Senate lawmakers hear testimony on a package of bills aimed at reducing heroin-related deaths in Wisconsin. 23-year-old Phil Drewiski of Hudson, by his own admission, has been a heroin addict since the age of 16. Drewiski testifies that his eventual addiction started with prescription OxyContin when he was just 13.
A friend/acquaintance, I'll call him. When I was in school, his dad had cancer, so it seemed like he had unlimited supply of pain pills. And I would take these all the time at school.
And he says it escalated from there.
A little bit before I was 16, I tried heroin for my first time. And I compare that day to me meeting the devil.
Drewiski says five of the heroin deaths in the Hudson area this past year have been friends of his. In his opinion, the Good Samaritan measure of this package of bills is the most significant. Drewiski describes how this bill would have saved the lives of at least two of his friends who were left to die because nobody wanted to call for help and risk getting into trouble.
This bill encourages people to call 911 to save people's lives.
Drewiski calls the package of bills authored by State Representative John Nygren a light at the end of the tunnel for folks dealing with heroin. The State Assembly 2 weeks ago approved the bills that include measures to protect heroin users who call 911 to report an overdose and make it easier for first responders to administer a drug called Narcan to counteract an overdose. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.